Hello, everyone. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today truly is your greatest day, and God has given us a life that is more than abundant, and He's made us successful in every area. And I'm just so very thankful to Him for this life, for the opportunity that He gives us, for the doors that He opens for us. And myself and Danny, as some of you know, and those that may only just be hearing this, we are in Florida, and we arrived on Wednesday, myself, Danny, and the three children we brought with us. And we came with Lawrence and Kim, Nick, Leanne, Carl, Carly, and their children. They arrived on Thursday. And this trip has been planned and arranged for over a year. It started with a desire of Kim's that she lifted to God. And then in conversation, it was spoken about, and it started to bring a desire within my heart and then within her daughter and son-in-law and her son and daughter-in-law. And it was just really great that we were all like-minded. We all come together. We all were of one accord, one purpose, and that was to plan this vacation, to have time with each other, to have time with our families, and really just enjoy the grace of God. You know, all grace abounds towards them that look to God, and God has truly blessed us in every area. So to sit here in this location, I'm very humbled, I'm very thankful, because it's God that brought each and every one of us here. Prior to coming, there were many challenges me and Danny were faced with, especially with our cars and financially. Like, financially, things started to come against us. But again, greater is He that is in me and within you than he that is in this world. And we are not subject to the world and the conditioning of the world, even though we go through situations and we go through circumstances that are uncomfortable, that we do not understand. When we just can keep our hearts turned to God, He will keep us in that perfect peace. He will give us that peace, that passive all understanding, to be able to get through every situation without concern, without worry, without panic, especially with us and this trip. Obviously, it's a very expensive trip, but also we had funds that was put aside to be able to provide for the next 2 weeks and things like that. So then when things were coming against us, it on the five senses, it didn't look good. But spiritually, it was a great opportunity, a great open door to give God praise, to give Him glory as always. And so when we came, we had hired ourselves a car, and obviously Lawrence and Kim had provided the accommodation. We bought our park tickets, and we, you know, we arranged everything. Everything was arranged before we came. All we needed to do was arrive. Now, when me and Danny arrived, we flew with Delta Airlines via Virgin. We flew via Atlanta and then to Orlando. And we got to Orlando and we went to the destination where we needed to pick up our car. And our car hire, we get to the place. And unfortunately, we were, because of the children and certain things that happen, we were 30 minutes late past the time that we were supposed to pick up our car. So, but I thought it would be okay. Like, the things have happened. I tried to ring the contact number, but unfortunately it wasn't going through. So we just made our way to the location where we were supposed to pick up our car. And when we got there, there was nowhere. There was nobody. We were asking people. There was a lot of Spanish people. We were asking, like, do you know this company? They're not answering their phone. It's not connecting. Like, how do we get hold of these people? And people were saying to us, like, they're closed, you can't go there tonight. And me and Danny were like, oh, what are we going to do about a car? And in that moment, you know, we're tired, things are, we've just got off a plane, long journey with children, they're hungry, you know, and we're like, okay, so what do we do now? And, you know, in that moment, we had two choices. We had a choice to be really upset, really angry, really frustrated, angry, discouraged. Or we could have chose to be happy, to let it go, to turn the other cheek and to make additional plans. So I gave it to God and I said, God, what do we do now? And in my heart, it was get an Uber to your hotel. But God's grace, just as I was about to get an Uber,
a shuttle bus turned up where we were stood and it was for our hotel. We were like, wow, right in that moment, that shuttle just appeared. It was like, and it was for the hotel that we were going to stay at. So we put our luggage in the shuttle and they took us to the hotel. We had a lovely stay, really lovely hotel, really lovely stay. There was so much grace, you know. We explained the circumstances to the hotel people about the vehicle and they gave us grace by saying, we'll give you a late checkout. You're supposed to leave it 11, but you know, we'll just add it on and you can leave it 1. If you want to leave later, you can add an additional charge, but we'll do this as a complimentary offer for you. So we were very thankful. We were able to relax. But the next morning we woke up and we've contacted the car company and we couldn't ring them. There was no number. So we Googled the location and Danny, he got an Uber and he went to the location to the car. The man was very nice, but he said, sorry, sir, you didn't come yesterday. You cannot have the car. Danny's like, excuse me, we've had 3 children. We've paid a lot of money for this car hire. We need the car. He said, I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do. I tried to ring the company. I tried to ring the head company. And the people weren't very helpful. They were quite rude. One of the ladies basically said, sorry, ma'am, I can't help you, and put the phone down. So now we're stranded. That's what it looked like. It looked like we were stranded. It looked like there was no avenue for us to get a car. We didn't know what to do. And Danny said, I'm coming back. So he came back and we prayed. And we just sat there for 5 minutes and we just prayed. And we just thanked God for his goodness and his love and his grace. And that he was faithful and that he's going to make a way so that everything can run smooth. And then Danny just felt inspired to just go online and look at another car. So anyway, that's what we did. And obviously in Florida, Orlando, there's hundreds of places you can hire cars. Absolutely. But they all come with a price. They all come with a hefty price. And as I already said, we'd come with a set budget. And that budget had already started to be impacted by things going on at home. But anyway, so then we came and we found this car place. And it said on the website, $300 and something. We were like, okay, great. That seems very cheap, but great. Let's just go there. Let's go. So I rang the people. They were very happy to help. Of course they were. And we get there. And unfortunately, when we got there, they started to add all these charges. Because we're from the UK, I've never had this before in the United States. So we don't know if it was a con or if it was true. We've trusted that it was true. But there was like insurance, then there was different things that they added on. So then we were hit with a bill to hire our car for 2 weeks for like $1,370. Plus we had already put the money that we had paid that morning to get the car. So anyway, it was what had to be done. So we went with the kids, we picked up our car, we got a lovely car, the guy was really helpful. We got in our car, we started to rejoice. We really just started to praise God that we had a car. We could just enjoy a holiday and start our holiday. So then we travel and we get to our location and we're just sat down and we're just relaxing. And ping, Danny's phone goes. Ping, Danny's phone goes. And in that moment, you know, God brought some money, yes, yeah, some finances, a blessing, a great blessing. Came directly into our bank account, which was so needed, was an answer from God to us. And the person was really, really walking with God at that moment in that time, because things were tight, you know, finances were tight. There was things that were going on, but God is the one that's faithful. God is the one that sees our needs. God is the one that knows what we need, how we need it, and what's going on. He knows the things that frustrate us. He knows the things that go against us. And if people are being dishonest and not honest towards us, so if that guy with the car, if he was dishonest in any way, like that can't affect us because God is the source of everything. And God will see that and he will make a way. And just in that moment, he made a way. So the money that we paid for the car was completely basically taken care of. You know, we weren't out of pocket. It wasn't like We needed to take it. It just all worked out. Like, it all worked out in that moment. And the reason why I'm sharing this is, one, because God is so good. God is so faithful. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. But also, it's an encouragement to say to you that God is with you. And when you completely turn your hearts towards Him in every situation, even when it's uncomfortable, even when panic sets in, even when you don't understand, when you just turn your heart to Him, let Him saturate Him with His peace, you know, get that spiritual infusion, relying on God for His wisdom, His navigation. And sometimes your mind may be a bit cloudy if things are busy, like with us. We were in the airport. There was lots going on. Things were busy. But even in that moment, God's still small voice can direct you. Even in that still small moment, God can show you exactly what you need to do. And that's what He did. He showed me. He said, Amber, just get an Uber and go rest. Like, that's what I felt. Just forget about it. Go rest. And that's what we did. We just went to the hotel. We went and rested. We got up the next day, very refreshed, very happy. We had breakfast. We had time with the children. And then Danny was able to go off. And then, yes, the money for the car hit us. We were like, whoa. But then, right that afternoon, God come through and covered it. So He's the one that blesses us. He's the one that gives. He's the one that knows everything. And so my encouragement for you all and for myself is, let's just keep living unto God. Let's keep turning our hearts to Him. Let's not be discouraged or dismayed. Let's not worry about what other people are doing or what people are, situations are going on. Just keep your heart and mind stayed on your God. You know, keep your heart in an obedience to Him and what He wants and what He's calling you to do. And when you do that and you walk that out every day, all grace abounds towards you. All favor abounds towards you. Even when it doesn't look like it, God then comes in. He's like, boom, boom, boom. Here you go, my child. Here's your blessings. Here's your open doors. Here's your opportunity. Here's the testimony that you can share. So the testimony today is God is faithful as always, and that He provided right in the perfect moment, right in the perfect moment. Like most of you know, when me and Danny go on vacation or we travel, we don't work. So there is no additional income. But it's great because God's our additional income. God's the one that provides. God's the one that's the source of everything. So no matter where you are, if you're working, if you're on vacation, if you're going through something, turn your heart to the living God. Let Him direct you. Let Him give you the wisdom. And keep your heart in peace and keep your heart in rejoicing. This is something God's really showing me this year. You have to keep your heart in rejoicing. You know, there's so much going on in the world, so much going on in people's lives. But we don't want to focus there. Like, we focus on the living God. And when we focus on Him, life is good. Life is really, really, really good. It's not a fairy tale. It's not made up, you know. And even in the situations when we're like, oh, what's going on? God's like, I got it. I got it, my child. Just keep leaning on Me. Keep looking to Me. Keep loving Me. And let Me do everything for you. So this was a great testimony today. So we've been here now. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but 5 days. We had a great adventure at Magic Kingdom yesterday. Today we're going to the water park because it's been very, very warm. We also got a super additional blessing on Saturday. Van Patterson, who is connected to Lawrence and joins the fellowship, who's moving really hot here in Florida. He came and he visited and he spent the day with us, and you know, he just really got to fellowship with us, and he spoke some great things into my life also, which really encouraged me and blessed me. So again, God just does so many wonderful things. Just having Him here and fellowshipping and being a part of that one big family was such a blessing, such an awesome time. So yeah, I give great praise and glory and thanks to God. I thank Him for the rest of the time we have here and the rest of our lives and all of you. And you know, don't lean on your own understanding. It's very, very easy for us to lean on our own understanding, especially when you're a doer. Like, I'm a doer. You know, I do things. I get up and I get things done. And that's great because that's how God works in me. But sometimes you can lean on your own understanding. And I think for me, I've been able to, with God, or asked Him to help me to work on the areas that need working on. And one of those areas is that, you know, that we don't lean on our own understanding, that we lean on God for everything. We trust him for everything and he will come through. He brings the breakthroughs. He brings the answers. He brings the deliverance. He brings the open doors. He brings the perfect car. He brings the finances. You know, he does it all. It's nothing to do with me and my effort, but it is to do with God and his faithfulness, and that I'm his child and you're his child, and that we just have to love him with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Do the things he encourages us to do that keep us hot and on fire, like honoring God with our substance. Like, we honor God, and so that is giving God the opportunity to open the windows of heaven so that we're never without, because we've decided we're no longer on the world's economy. We're on God's economy, and God's economy doesn't run out. God doesn't have a economy crash. He doesn't have any of those things. Like, he is very rich, very wealthy. And he opens the windows on heaven to lavish that onto his children. We just have to want it and receive it with praise and thanksgiving. So, yeah, you're all God's best and I love you. And we're going to enjoy the rest of this vacation. I'm sure God's going to inspire me to share many more great things as the weeks go on. But I'm very hot and on fire. I'm very thankful. It's just such a nice time to be here with my family and to all be together and just to see what God's doing, you know, to see what God's doing and to be very free and happy. Even yesterday, the park was very hot. There was lots going on. It was like, but we just went to every ride. Every ride we'd planned to go on, thanks be to God, we went on. And we came home in an orderly fashion. It was great. So much grace. So, yeah, I just want to praise God and tell you all about it and share this testimony. So it inspires you and encourages you also. So you're God's best. Have a wonderful day. And I'll speak to you soon.